Hello, Kevin Costner.
How are you?
Good to talk to you again. When was it last you were on this show promoting a movie? And you mentioned that you had this movie in the can and you were waiting.
It was 3 days to kill, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was 3 days to a kill. And that was last year. And you told us then on the air that you were coming back with another movie, and it's called Black and White. Black or White.
Yeah, no, it's you got to get that little ore in there, or I guess everything just falls apart.
And you said you had to finance this movie yourself.
Yeah, and I think when we talked, I just said, you know, look, I'm coming back, and there's a pretty special movie, and now it's here, and I'm glad that you were able to see it.
Now, your top box office draw, you've had a lot of success. You've even financed other movies like Dancing with Wolves, right?
That's right.
Why did you have to put up your own money?
Well, I don't know if I'm a top box. I don't know if I'm in that category anymore. But I like to think I can make a movie that can last a lifetime, make a classic. I thought a lot of people would like this. I mean, I really did. It felt exactly like Dance of Fools. It felt like Field of Dreams. It felt like Bull Durham. It felt classic. But it was a movie that was of our own time right now. And, you know, certainly I've made movies that took us west, that are romantic comedies, political thrillers. But sometimes you can make a movie about the moments that you're living and that somehow you get to say something for yourself, you get to say something for your generation, for your culture. And I know this movie really spoke so out loud to me that I couldn't ignore it when other people felt that they weren't going to make it. And I kind of turned to my wife and said, we're making this movie, and I think we're going to make something special.
Anthony Mackie was on earlier, and he said that he stressed that this was not a movie about race.
I would say it's not. I mean, listen, you know, Bull Durham wasn't about baseball. It was about, you know, men and women. You know, it was about men and women, you know, and certainly Field of Dreams, you know, they say it's a baseball movie, but it's not. It's about things that go unsaid. What happens is sometimes you can take a movie about the welfare of a child, which is at its core what this movie's about, and you can inject the different ideas that we're now talking about, and race comes up in such a meaningful way that we begin to look at it differently and kind of sets the table for a conversation, because it's really, we don't pull any punches with this movie, but it's actually very funny and pretty warm. But in truth, we go right after this issue, and it's, you know, it's hard to look at it at moments. On the other hand, we feel like we're looking at something very real.
You and Octavia Spencer light up the screen. You are dueling grandparents. You are the grandfather, and she is the grandmother, obviously, on different sides of this. Were there conversations that went on as you all were making this movie?
Yeah, I mean, Octavia said, look, and I've felt these things all my life. I felt like I wanted to say some of these things and didn't have a platform. And she said, look, I've said things not only for myself, but I've said things that I think a lot of people in the audience wish they could be saying. I mean, there's some speeches in here that people will not forget.
And the little girl who played, she is a marvel. She is just a doll.
And pretty precious.
Really, really, and great chemistry between all of you. I think it is one of those that is going to generate a lot of discussion. And I enjoyed it, Black or White. I think that people are going to come away having discussions about it. You know, we're having a lot of people who have been in the theater these past couple of weeks talking about Selma. And I think in a different way, the conversation continues with Black or White.
Well, sometimes with movies, and when it comes to race, a lot of times we're looking backwards. We are looking at history. And this is kind of a contemporary look at where we're at today, where it is. It's powerful. I think, you know, you feel different when it's done.
Yeah, you're right. Selma's about what happened yesteryear.
And this is
today. Django.
Yeah.
In
well, you know, yeah. I mean, you you think 12 Years a Slave, you think Butler, and they're proper, and you're going, and you're looking back. But this is right under the skin.
This is here in all of our families these days. Absolutely. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Kevin Costner. You're a straight-up guy. I like you a lot. And thank you for doing this movie, Black or White.
All right, man.
It premieres next weekend.
Next week.
Next weekend.
With the great Octavia Spencer and Kevin Costner.
All right.
Good.